In case you missed it.
Missed the conversation?
Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
Anzra, not just one of our favorite guests on the Binge Club, but my very first ever producer in the graveyard shift. Good morning, Anzra. Welcome to the Binge Club.
Good morning. I'm so excited that you're on breakfast now.
Oh, thank you, my darling. Yes, this is, well, you took me, babes. You took me into the midnight oil. And somehow I made it out on the other side. Indeed. So please tell me about the shows on the Binge Club. Obviously, you're a very proficient TV show watcher, as well as a film student. Am I right?
A graduate, rather.
And so it always is really great to hear your opinion because you're always on the cutting edge, but at the same time have a professional perspective. Now, in terms of the shows that you love, Fleabag is the one that you've suggested that's available on Amazon Prime and also on Apple TV. Tell me a bit about it.
Yes, I think a lot of people might be put off by the name Fleabag. It sounds really strange, but essentially it's a biting, amazing, well-written comedy about this woman who's dealing with grief in the worst possible way. And she has these really intense interactions with her family members, but it's all written so well, and it's just so hilarious. Like, you watch this woman and you're like, oh my gosh, why are you doing what you're doing? But I can't look away. And you know, she doesn't have a name in the series. She's referred to as Fleabag, so that's why the series is called that. But it's honestly one of the best shows I've seen, I think, in the past couple of years, where the writing has just been elevated to a level that is so insane. It also got a bunch of Emmy nominations, so that proves that it's great.
Look, I mean, it's wildly successful. If my friends' reactions to it are anything to go by, and anywhere in the studio, everybody talks about how brilliant it is. She's angry, she's confused, sexually voracious young woman living in London. And it's also very well known for the fact that it's able to break the fourth wall with Fleabag sort of talking to camera, very much like you'd see in The Office or in Modern Family.
Even more so because she directly speaks to you. So it's like when she breaks, you're hearing what's in her head. It's sort of like she's inviting you to see this journey from a very, very personal point of view at a moment where she's very vulnerable. So it's quite an interesting dynamic, and it's interesting to watch as well.
Indeed. And you were talking about grief. I mean, this is becoming a theme in some TV shows. The name of the show has slipped my mind, but Ricky Gervais's recent release
Afterlife.
Was also about grief. Thank you. Afterlife was a brilliant show, a very short series as well, giving some perspective on how to deal with grief. And so great that they're able to do it with a tinge of comedy as well, because really that is how we do it in real life, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, people deal with grief in different ways, and this shows exactly how. I mean, it is a comedy, but there are really real moments, there's dramatic moments, there's disturbing moments. So it just like sort of covers the spectrum of human emotion, which I think a lot of us are looking for in today's crazy world. Like, we want to connect with something or see ourselves or emotions reflected in some sort of way, even if it's in an absurd way.
Of course. What is a show that you're looking forward to?
So I'm a little bit late to the party, but Mindhunter on Netflix. It's on season two now. It just got released, season two. But it's essentially, it's about two FBI agents. It's based on a book, and it's about two FBI agents who are interviewing serial killers to try and get into the mind of a psychopath so that they can prevent more serial killings. And obviously, when you start interviewing people who have been, like, jailed for the most atrocious crimes, you're going to get some really disturbing sort of content out of it. So I think I've not watched it for a while because it's one of the shows where you need to be in the right headspace.
Yes.
So I've been putting it off, but I'm finally ready. It's right at the 13th. I may as well start watching a show about serial killers today. So yeah, that's the one I'm excited about.
I love it. Something that you can watch with a person, or is it one of those that you just don't want anyone around because they're going to ask, what just happened? Oh my gosh, watch out, he's going to go in there, and you need to focus on the storyline. Which one of those would it be?
I think I'm going to watch it alone just because I do want to focus. But I think it's also because it's not scary, it's uncomfortable. It's one of those like thrilling shows from what I gather. And I mean, we all have like this sick fascination with serial killers and why they do what they do. And the show really seems to try and get to the bottom of that. I mean, if you think about how the Ted Bundy confession tapes blew up on Netflix and how everyone was crazy about that. this, I mean,
what
this,
is it about crime dramas that captures the imagination of so many viewers?
I think it's something that we just regular people don't understand. Like, we can't fathom how somebody could do something like that to another person. It's beyond our scope of understanding. But because it's happening, it's something we want to understand, maybe. That's my thought.
Perhaps that's something for the South African psyche with the crime stats as they are.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Again, that's why I said I think you should be in a good mindset to watch it.
Correct. And then a quirky type show, Los Espookies on Showmax.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Another comedy, thank goodness. A bit of levity.
Yes. You know, we balance. Comedy, weird, psycho thriller, comedy. It's how we live life, balance.
I love the way you do that. Yes.
Yes, but so Los Espookies is it's written by Fred Armisen of SNL fame. I'm a huge SNL fan. Everything that they do, that the alum guys do, is amazing. But yeah, it's in Spanish, and it's essentially about this group of friends who love horror. So they start creating real life horror scenarios for profit.
Oh no, Andra.
No, but it's so funny. Again, it's really good writing. Okay. Obviously, it is in Spanish, so you're going to be reading a lot of subtitles if you don't understand the language. But it's just so well written. It's so quirky. These characters are so weird. And it's just so nice to see a full, diverse cast doing something unexpected in their language. And it's like getting a lot of momentum. Like, it's like, I can see why it's popular. And it's an HBO show, so you know that the level of like visuals is amazing.
Quality and content definitely going to be on point. Deborah Lynn sent a WhatsApp saying, Mindhunters is brilliant. Could not stop watching.
Ah, see, more excitement.
You see, I mean, there we go. So, okay, so hopefully it can be some kind of an outlet for the frustration that we're feeling about what's happening around us.
Yeah, just
okay,
some
so Los Espookies. Los Espookies, you say, on Showmax, comedy, Spanish, reading subtitles. Am I going to have to avoid, will reading the subtitles allow me to not have to look at the horror scenes?
It's not like gory horror. So, like, I mean, the first episode, they fake an exorcism, but it's not like the exorcist level. Like, it's quite funny because the woman who's acting as the possessed girl, she's a little bit of a, you know, you have that one friend who's not the sharpest tool in the box. She's that friend. So she's like trying to, she's trying to create this like exorcism, like she's possessed, but she's so bad at it that it's so funny. It is like visually gory, but like not, but it's ridiculous that it isn't scary.
So from what I'm hearing from you, the ones you love, the one which is Fleabag, the one that you're looking forward to, The Mindhunter, and quirky one, Los Espookies, are none of these is a cringe. Every single one of them is a binge.
Yes. Well, I mean, I hope Mindhunter is a binge, but Fleabag is a definite binge. It's quite short. There's 6 episodes a season. Los Espookies also 6 episodes. So you could watch all of this weekend.
Oh, fantastic. Something to do if it stays as rainy as it's been. Andra Naidu, digital editor at Good Housekeeping, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast with Refilwe.